Welcome in to DC On Screen. I am your host, David C. Robertson, and this is my show co-host, Jason.
What's up, Igor?
Igor?
Yes, master.
Eeyore, I'm sorry. No, it sounded like you got like... It sounded like someone gave you heroin halfway through that sentence.
Well, they did. It was heroin called Aero.
Heroin.
Heroin, yeah.
It affects four to four and a half million people a week.
It does. So today we're going to be talking about Aero 412, Unchained. I don't know who was unchained in this episode, though.
I don't know. Maybe Nyssa?
Oh, I forgot about Nyssa being in this episode.
They sure as hell didn't deserve, like, title card, but I guess that's the best I can come up with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was kind of a cool, I don't know, coup scene with the League of Assassins at the beginning. Yeah. Like,
they have weird meals over there. Apparently her entire meal is going to be, like, one pepper on a bed of undercooked rice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One pepper with a knife there.
Some sharp menu ideas over there. Yeah, I feel bad. Not as bad as they should. Terrible meal.
Oh, man. Mm. That's one way to spice up your night.
All right.
That meal is really a kick in the face. I don't know.
Run away. Run away from that.
You shouldn't Nyssa this episode of Aero.
Yeah.
Anyway, Felicity, loving her code name, is kind of...
It is. It absolutely is. And, dude, I really... They did some fun stuff with her this episode. Because there's that board member, Mr. Dushiman the Third, whatever the hell his name is. The way he, like, when he's talking to her, you can tell, like, that's the first moment she's really felt handicapped. Like, she was just going to go, you know, she was just going about her life, and that's the first moment she felt like she finally couldn't do something. And you kind of wanted to go punch the guy in the sack, right? How dare you make Felicity feel that?
I mean, like, you know, I don't know, it's always kind of weird to me when, I don't know, when they have, like, a minority character treat another minority character as if they're not important. Or it's always weird to me because I'm like, you should know better, dude. You shouldn't just be walking up to Felicity going, we want a bitch with legs. No, that's awful.
So you have even less sympathy for him than if it was Whitey McWhiterson the Third giving the same speech.
Right. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see the mean old white guy. I want to see Donald Trump up there. Or something.
That's just typecasting. That's just typecasting, man. I mean, like...
It is typecasting.
That's all it is. Like, no, I feel like I respect the guy more even because he kind of, you know, never crossed his mind that he was in any way handicapped. And he's obviously not. Dude's got more money than I've ever seen.
But what was weird is they try to make it out like that, but she did do a startlingly poor job. Like, and that's really what it was about at the end. He was like, I was wrong. You were awesome. Never mind.
See,
I don't know. But before she was like falling all over the place.
Well, yeah, before she was genuinely doing a bad job. It wasn't like he had a, like he was necessarily wrong. It's just that he was the hand of fate that delivered the message. And I admit, did it in a pretty couth manner. I mean, he specifically says, like, how does he start that speech? Like, may I say something that's going to be extremely uncomfortable, uncomfortably honest or whatever.
Right. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. At no point in this episode, you didn't miss anything. He didn't actually say, we want a bitch with legs. He never said that.
No. Never came across it. And he really did. And he painted it with the right kind of speak where it's just, this isn't about you. I mean, this is about the company. And are you the one that is really making, putting the best foot forward? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said foot forward.
That was funny.
Like, I laughed when he said that. Went, oh, come on, dude. Okay, we're gonna talk about it. Gotcha.
That was funny.
I thought he wasn't necessarily wrong. He really wasn't. Like Holt was doing it. By the way, fucking welcome back, Curtis.
Right.
God, I've been missing him.
I've missed that guy. I actually wrote down, I missed.
Yeah,
Holt.
My exact words on there. Been missing Curtis. That's a whole line on my notes. That's it. That's it. Welcome back, brother. dude, he, like, he's trying his best to make that presentation, like she knocks the table over and he comes in. Oh, I should have gone with an overhead. It, like, makes it seem like it, tries to make it seem like it was his fault for not thinking about it. He's trying. He is, but she's not there yet, man. She's not comfortable with her new situation, so she comes across that way.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the guilt arrow. Thank you, Diggle.
Yep.
I love that. That was great. See, if Thea doesn't kill, she will die. That's dumb.
It was kind of worth it for, please don't refer to me as the host.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. But John Barrowman, or I guess I should say Malcolm Merlin, mentioned John Constantine.
Yeah.
So,
yay! Yeah. And I'm still, let's talk me through this. I'm feeling like this is a problem.
Okay. What's the problem?
Okay. So, Thea still has, all right, so Constantine came in and properly retrieved Sarah's soul.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was completely dead. What's the difference, man? Like, what is it that, like, Sarah didn't completely die. She's not supposed to be an absolutely feral child. She wasn't dead when she went in. It wasn't supposed to work that way for her.
Who,
yeah,
Thea?
I thought so.
He said, okay. Show.
Your answer is show.
Yep, okay. That's my answer.
Okay,
I feel like that's the answer that Guggenheim would give you if pushed.
Under extreme duress, he would cry out, "Show!"
I think so. Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm pretty good with that answer.
Did it bother you a little bit, or is it just me, man?
I mean, look, they were both dead. Sarah and Thea were both dead. Clearly over on Legends of Tomorrow, which we will talk about in a little while, she's having some issues with wanting to murder things.
See, that's the real thing. Like, you just said yesterday, and I'm talking about the shows air Wednesday and Thursday. So on Wednesday, I learned that Sarah's clean, that John Constantine removed her bloodlust problem. And on Thursday, I learned that that's not true. You go back to Legends of Tomorrow, and they do a whole episode, like, a lot of the episode is about Sarah's bloodlust that she's not supposed to have, according to Merlin, that he took that away.
Who took
Constantine.
That away?
Constantine. That's exactly what Merlin says in this episode, is John Constantine took away, he restored the balance, is I think the way he puts it. So
I thought he was talking about Thea.
No.
I don't remember him having anything to do with Sarah.
No, that's what he says that Sarah did, was restore the balance.
Oh, you know what? That's right. That was Sarah. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. There's too many people that came back to life.
Yeah, they go into that. And Felicity has a wonderful line about, like, she lists all the people who have come back and we're like, who's next? And the next scene we get Shadow.
Whose shocking return should we look forward to next?
We're on the island. I saw a couple of arrows fly and I thought, oh, my God, they're actually going to do Shadow again. Yep, there she is.
Yeah, most of the time I actually noted which one what I was talking about with the, whether it was island or not, because it was like more island torture from Baron Ryder. Shadow? Question mark. And the next time we see it is Shadow a vision? Is any of this crap real? Then the next time I write island. What the hell is happening?
Right.
Then island. Nothing real. Everything in Ollie's mind, but stone is real. This is the dumbest thing I've seen of the island in a long time. It was real bad, and I'll happily mark this off my list of things to talk about. I want to point out, that was not okay, Arrow Riders. That was dumb as shit.
I was happy to see Shadow back.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where my joy ended. I really like the island. This episode was just a little bit weird, and, man, it seemed like the point of the island, especially in this episode, but for him, it looked like the Shadow kind of frames it as the point of being on the island and the reason you can't go back to your life right now is because you haven't, like, accepted this idea that you have a dark self. It's like, it's almost like accepting original sin or something. Like, you've got to earn forgiveness from someone close to you, I guess, that to start the road of recovery so that you could, you know, maybe get off this fucking island one day. So, yeah. Apparently, now you have to go tell this poor Spanish-Russian girl that you killed her bro there. And that'll make it okay for you to go back to Starling City. Yes.
This nice Spanish-Russian girl.
We're accent shifts, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, going back to Sarah, Constantine got her soul back so she wasn't just completely feral, right?
Well, Constantine got her soul back, which was supposed to do two things. One, she's not completely feral, and two, it was supposed to take away, like, the way they framed it this episode, they fleshed out the bloodlust thing and said, like, no, it's the Lazarus Pit's now inside of you, like, you're the host of the Lazarus Pit's energy, and for the life it gives you, it requires you to take another and sacrifice unto it, you know? So, in Thea's case, she's not killing anybody, so it's going to take her life. And by the way, the chest wound opening up in the middle of her chest and then sealing back was a nice touch. That actually, it looked pretty good and kind of livened the scene up a little bit. But that's the idea, is there's a balance there on, it wants a body count, or it's going to take a negative one.
Right.
And the idea was, what he says is that Sarah's balance was restored, that the Lazarus Pit was given, and I guess in this case is that he restores her soul, and therefore the Lazarus Pit is essentially, you know, evicted for all rights. But then we get to Legends of Tomorrow, and that's not true. So, what the hell, John? You know, yeah, I guess we'll just have to have Constantine on Legends of Tomorrow to go ahead and fix this again. Damn shame there.
I guess so.
Too bad.
Damn. You know what would be great is if, like, that wound up being explained, and she's like, no, it didn't work, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, it did work, love. That's all you.
That'd be perfect.
Dun, dun, dun.
I can only fix what was there to begin with. The rest of it's you.
Yep.
And then he gives her one of his tattoos to help protect her from bloodlust.
Right. At least he claims it's a tattoo, but it's three-dimensional and penis-shaped. It was weird. But it is Constantine, so you take what you can.
He often does. Take whatever the hell he can. It's not, selfless isn't on the list of character traits people normally assign.
So, are you at all interested in this new candidate?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Sorry, Damian Dark's wife.
I was trying to be optimistic, but no, I could not. I mean, if I searched warehouses and warehouses full, I wouldn't find one fuck.
Now, look, she's not wrong, but Laurel is a douchebag for saying this. And I quote, last year, Ray could barely spell computer.
Roy.
I wrote Ray for some reason, but Roy could barely spell computer. Are you really saying that, Laurel? You?
Yeah. Yeah, the girl who learned how to be Black Canary overnight.
Oh, man. I understand that you're a DA, you're all fancified lawyer thoughts and whatnot, but, I mean, really?
I mean,
he couldn't spell computer.
I take her point.
Yeah, point taken, but damn, dude. I thought we were all friends here.
Shit, that's not friendship. Is that what you're going for?
Exactly. That's not friendship. Thank you, Cisco, once again.
Well, they did two things with the learning of computers. They referred to it there with Roy and the fact that he really didn't care what the difference between dial-up and broadband was as of last time he was on site. And then we go back to, like, Oliver comes in, Felicity's hacking away, and she says what she's doing, and Oliver kind of says, yeah, but that won't that expose you, blah, blah, blah. And I loved her response, man. She turns around like, okay, what'd she say? Like, I'm going to set aside how proud I am that you know that, but you're going to have to trust me or something like that. Like, oh my God, you're learning.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Oliver at that point, you want to feel like someone's condescended to you, but she's Felicity. Like, this is her area. You should be proud she thinks you're learning, damn it.
Absolutely. Love the Holt bit, you know, I don't want to have to hurt you. I don't want you to have to hurt me either.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need the thing. Oh, you're going to have to hurt me.
Oh, yeah, my exact note. Oh, I think you might have to hurt me then. Welcome back. Always getting attacked in a damn lab, dude.
Always. And he used his little T-sphere to fend off the intruder.
Yes,
there.
He used the T-sphere.
Nice. That was
used
nice.
I'm going to be excited about that for a minute. I'm going to say it one more time. Use the T-sphere!
Yep, and they have a Faraday cage in the new lair.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it really made me laugh.
It did. Also, who said the? Who is it that named? Who is the villain this week? There's a line in there about, like,
the calculator.
Yeah, the calculator. What's the line? Like, this is what happens.
This is what happens.
Named themselves.
Yep. from Felicity. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, the sad part is I, like, listening to her, I'm thinking, like, well, it's not like Cisco's sound a lot better, but I love that you're talking about it.
I did think that she was a little bit too hard on the, we're not calling him that. Like, yeah, come on, man. That's what he calls himself. It almost made it seem like she was mad about it, which is weird.
Well, like, being that the whole time, I don't know, was it just common knowledge before? Like, we know that's going to be her father. So I, within the dynamic of her kind of resenting something her dad wanted to do, I was rolling with it. But I don't think the show had actually told us that, so I'm giving it extra credit that it deserved.
Yeah, I don't think she knows it's him.
Not until, like, what is it? Doesn't he tell her in the last scene? Am I imagining that? Creating that one?
You're imagining that. She sees her dad, but they don't say, like, by the way, I'm the calculator.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he just shows up on her.
You do get the idea that he knows who she is.
Yeah, that's how that went down. And, well, you get that at least from Oliver sitting next to him and just going, she's great.
Mm-hmm. So when the hell did Katana come back to life?
I don't know.
They didn't even address it.
No. She's
to
just
my knowledge.
A priestess of some kind.
There.
To whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the Lotus Flower's up to either. I don't know.
And, you know, they didn't even bother, like, coming up with a reason for her to peel that mask off other than the actress being like, I want to be
right.
seen.
Right. This is a weird mask. Can I please take it off?
This is a weird mask.
Right.
but she got to fight Nyssa, so that was kind of fun.
Now, finally confirmed proof that Diane Nelson is sticking to her new stance, because they, like, mm-hmm. Katana was introduced now in a way that could have been not done. I mean, that you didn't have to have mm-hmm. Katana for that. You just didn't.
No.
So that means that
you didn't at all.
We're going to stick with it. You can have characters wherever the hell you want to have them now, within reason.
That doesn't mean that I just want to see characters for no reason, as we did with Katana. I wanted to know why she's
not dead. Yeah, I wanted
dead.
A story, but I'll give him this. It was a well-choreographed fight.
I'll say this. I wanted a line. I didn't want, like, a full story. Because she's not
that
interesting.
You didn't want a background. You didn't want a cameo. I would like to think that she stabbed herself with the sword, because that is how she died, right? She killed herself on the mountaintop. I would like to think that she stabbed herself with a sword. The sword took her soul and then reinvested in herself, and then now has its own balance that needs to be maintained.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'd like to imagine. And since they didn't give me a fucking thing, I'm going to do it anyway. Fair, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what the hell Katana is doing. I don't know what Nyssa's doing. I lost track of that entire plot. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Nyssa needs...
Is she just trying
Nyssa
to get...
Nyssa needs a lotus flower. I'm not exactly sure why.
Uh-huh. Well, isn't that the same flower that Bruce Wayne needed in Batman
Begins? That is exactly
Begins?
The same flower. I don't know... And I guess it's a reference to it, because I don't know the League of Assassins well enough to say, like, whether that was preceded by canon or if that was Batman Begins canon. I know not.
Well, yeah. League of Assassins is one of those things where I just always kind of just, I try to pay attention.
That's where I put it. I try my best, and there are moments where I'm all kinds of engaged, and then there's kind of everything else. I remember what it is. The Lotus Flower, she needs the Lotus Flower in order to bribe Oliver, because she knows that if she gives Lotus Flower to Thea, that she'll be restored.
That's
and
right.
He needs,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All so right. Good news was, we're going to get more Merlin arrow fights, which is, you know, generally fun.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news is sure. that the show became a soap opera again in one fell swoop.
Yay! A fell mm-hmm. swoop.
Spelled F-A-I-L swoop.
Yep. Thank you for that.
Also, Merlin's right.
Fail.
Kill the pedophiles and don't do a deal with Damian Dark. Go all Dexter on this shit. I've been wanting to go Dexter on this shit for, like, months.
I know, me too. They now brought it up again, and I'm like, yes, there's nothing wrong with this premise.
Yes, in real life, I'd probably object in some level. For fiction, yes, kill the pedos.
Yeah. So, fun aside, Calculator is addicted to cat videos.
That was funny.
An odd mention, but yes,
that was
fun.
The internet is 35% cat videos.
Yeah,
like 7% of those is nyan 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 nyan.
The meow mix song?
No, the little the nyan nyan cat that just flies forever.
Oh, The yeah. Nyan Nyan. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I think that's what that cat was called. I don't know, man. I saw it on like two things and went, oh God, I'm getting away from this as fast as I can. Because people were making like 12-hour videos of it just to see if anyone made it.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, speaking of failures, I'm pretty sure Oliver and Roy, when talking to each other, spoke only in exposition.
Mostly, yeah.
This entire
yeah.
episode.
Except, what's that one line he gives him? I can't believe you shot me. Really? That was great, man.
That was a funny line.
And I kind of like Roy now. He came back all like flippant and kind of wizened or whatever. I kind of like it. He's different. That's not the Roy that left the show.
Maybe.
This is like an insider Roy that's like accepted his role a little bit and he's enjoying himself. Like not constantly afraid of like mirroring out on somebody. And much as I love like the, you know, his little sub story where he's been giving money to the family of the person he killed while he was under the influence. Like that was all great and everything. But and I thought it was a good mm-hmm. character. I thought it was telling about who he really was and all that. But it wasn't as fun. This was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was better. I'm not totally sure, other than just the actor having other commitments, why he has to stay away.
I think it's exactly that. Like, every time I hear the producers talk about it, they're always like, yeah, we're trying. And then you hear Colton talk about it, it's like, yeah, we're trying. I mean, like he's married to Felicity. Like, it's not like he's not in the loop on the show. They can...
I don't think he is married to Felicity. Like, there's not, like, an actual... I've looked into it. There's not an actual... anything saying that they're actually together, even though it seems like
they are. Pretty sure I found that somewhere. I don't know.
But he's like, he might be gay.
No, I mean, I've seen many of pictures with these people.
No, he does.
Is it really that big a mystery? Because I thought it was pretty solid. Let me.
It is a huge, it's a huge mystery.
We'll look into that later, I guess. But what we do know is whatever the hell he is, he's present and available.
Yeah, he's present and he's accounted for. Yeah.
So whatever's keeping him from being on the show, I feel like is more of a mystery than whether him and Emily Britt Rickards, that's her real name, right?
Emily Bett Rickards,
I thought it was Britt. B-R-I-T.
It's Bett. B-E-T-T.
Okay. Well, that's what I know. But I thought they were together.
I did too. There's a bunch of pictures that look like they are, and even on his Twitter profile, he's like, his profile picture is he's got... lipstick kisses all over his face, and she's kissing his cheek. But a couple weeks ago, they came out, like, this huge like gay controversy came out, like, oh, in his past, he had sex with men on film and things, and he was like, I don't define myself by my sexuality, so I'm whatever I want to be. And
okay, well,
it all just got real weird.
I mean, but
as far as like who he's with.
All of the TMZ portion of this show aside, like, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Okay, he's bi, fine. He's still with her right now, right?
Yeah.
So,
but we don't know. They haven't actually said.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
They just keep acting like they are, but then, like, maybe they're, like, just, as they put it, or for other him and... Because he hangs out with a bunch of chicks, and it's suddenly becoming very, like, he's just really good friends with a lot of women. I don't really know.
Well, Bieberism aside, I don't know. I don't know either, but I think... I
don't know what Bieberism has to do with it.
For me, that's just... we have no idea what the hell he's actually doing, and there are pictures of him everywhere, so we don't know what's going on.
That is pretty much the truth of the matter. We don't know, and I don't give it... I don't really give
a shit. No, I'm curious now, because I've never heard of this before. Otherwise, I'd be bored with the idea. Like,
mm-hmm.
I thought him and her were pretty much a him and her, but whatever.
That's what I thought for a while, and then stuff came out, and I was like, I don't know. Let's see. I actually looked into it because I said on the show that they were together, and then all that came out, and I was like, well, I should probably correct it, and then I just got bored of it and said, gotcha. No, I'm not going to say anything else about it. Until now.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys got to hear about it.
It wasn't exactly newsworthy. not the kind we care about, really.
I love that Roy told Thea, I'm committed to you, but he's like, but I'm leaving.
Right? Like, but I'm bouncing, so... Fun stuff, right?
I did get a little teary-eyed when they told each other they love each other. That was sad.
It was.
Come back, Roy.
I miss him. I miss him being on the show.
Mm-hmm. But I don't see, that's what I think. I don't think either one of them should be there. I think, best case scenario... Because they were talking about how they, if they could do it all over again, they would...
Nice.
they would make it happen with the suburban lifestyle and having kids and the minivan and the whole shtick.
Well, she kind of said that she hoped that's what he was doing, but between the two of them, they agreed that, you know, the time they didn't have any regrets. Like the time they had, they loved, and you know.
Mm-hmm. But he said if he could do anything, if he could do it all over again, he would do all that with her.
That makes sense.
Which sounds to me like it's that they could really just write the characters off the show.
Yeah, just have like Speedy and Speedy.
Yeah, like have the Speedies go off and do whatever, do their own thing. Bring in somebody else to be Speedy.
I don't know who at this point. I'm out of Speedies in my personal catalog.
You put an engine on that wheelchair, man.
Right, right.
You have a Speedy there.
Wheelchair. A question on the wheelchair. Did the lair always have a ramp? I have been meaning to go back and check on that. Like, did they add the ramp in the last couple episodes? Because otherwise, if they've had a ramp on that thing the whole time, maybe we should have known.
Huh. Well, that wouldn't... If they had a ramp the whole time, we still would have known because, I mean, let's face it, man. It's not exactly, you know, a startling revelation if any of these characters get shot in the leg at any given point.
No, I mean, but we're talking about...
They probably just have a wheelchair on
we're
hand.
We're talking about a lot of, like... Apex humans, man. Their handicap accessibility wasn't primary to her design. I just don't think they would have included a ramp in case, you know?
I think they would have.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the style of that room, it's one of the nice, like, Guggenheimish circular rooms. And if, you know, if they had a ramp in there just because it was a nice way to get up to the platform, that it's not like it would be a design flaw. It would make sense. It's just...
I think Felicity would be PC enough to include a ramp.
Maybe. I mean, it's not...
Just in case.
I mean, it's not like the head inspector's coming by to make sure this thing was up to code. She could do it if she wanted to.
With the lifestyle... I'm just saying, one, with the lifestyle
she might have thought ahead. Yeah, there's a chance one of us doesn't come back.
Yeah, there's no telling.
At the very least, one of us, like, in all of the parkouring, breaks a leg or two and has to be in a wheelchair for a little while. We'll get this.
Or maybe gets an arrow in the
right.
Like some poor bastard in Elder Scrolls
right.
or something.
Or just Roy, a couple seasons
Scrolls.
Ago.
Yeah, or, you know, there's always the possibility. I mean, their group seems to grow every season. There are more characters coming in. I mean, we have to assume one of them's going to have a wheelchair.
About Oracle being out there in the world one day, and they're like, well, maybe if we ever need her over, we'll need a wheelchair. We'll need a ramp.
I'm just saying there's plenty of reasons
there could
why
be plenty.
Have
there really could be plenty. It just if I had no, I feel like if I had noticed the ramp in like episode one or two of the season, I would have looked at it and thought, ramp? I don't know because it's too hard to separate what I might have thought in hindsight, but wouldn't surprise
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now Thea's in a coma and the prognosis isn't good, and I'm like, what the hell does the doctor even know about her condition enough to have an opinion?
I mean,
it doesn't look good, Mr. Queen. Really? Do you know what's wrong with her?
Let me put it this way.
Magic.
There's an old phrase, absence of evidence is not evidence. Well, great. But if you're a doctor and all you're looking at is a giant void of evidence, I got to say the prognosis for that is not great. So,
right.
And it doesn't necessarily mean...
The prognosis is not
great. Like, how do you think Thea's... Because what you're asking the doctor is, how do you think Thea's going to do? Like, how do you think she's going to come out of this? And the doctor has to respond with her prognosis is how she's going to do. Well, that you can separate that into two things. One,
right.
How her body is physically doing. Or, for lack of any better understanding, what you're really answering is, do we know what the fuck's going on? And you can disguise saying, I don't know what to tell you, Mr. Queen. This is some weird shit with, her prognosis is not great. I feel like if he had pressed and said, well, yeah. Why? Oh, because we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I
kind of
like
the dark
doctor
here.
Should have been like, because Oliver's not acting like he's surprised at all about any of this. Like, I kind of feel like the doctor should be like, Mr. Queen, please, if you have information, you need to let us know what's happening because we can't figure
right.
it out. Because he is. He's not the arrow here. He's Oliver.
Yeah.
And he's running for office. He should probably not even have her to hospital. He should have flown her to Star City and let Caitlin look at her.
Central City.
Somebody. Yeah, Central City.
Yeah, I would have flown her into Star Labs in a heartbeat. I think you might have been thinking about Star Labs.
Yeah, Star Labs. Star Labs, yeah.
Interesting, they haven't renamed the hospital, by the way. It was Starling Hospital. It was like the just too much cost of signage to read.
Right.
That one's gonna have to stay, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. But yeah. Apparently, Scott Madison was live messaging us as he watched.
Yes, which I would have loved to respond with quicker, but I had to catch up. Like, I had a real fucking busy week. So Friday night, like, we record on Saturdays. Friday night, all I did was I got home from work as fast as I possibly could, grabbed a sandwich, and sat down and watched everything I'd missed this week.
Yep, that's pretty much what happened with me. He writes, Katana is back. I have no doubt she will die before the episode ends as part of the remove Suicide Squad characters from the board prior to the movie's release plan.
Ah, no, sir. You got Diane Nelson.
And he says, and I was wrong. He says, nice reveal of the calculator's identity. That was nice. Yeah, I like that.
Looking forward to seeing more of the calculator, by the way.
And Roy. Yeah, yeah, me too. Nice parting moment for Thea and Roy. Agreed. Good. My current tombstone theory is Thea. Secondary theory, they're not talking about killing Damien after the funeral. They're talking about killing Malcolm.
I did like the secondary theory. And here's, it's not, I don't think it can be categorically wrong as of yet.
Yeah, I think that is going to wind up being the final shot of the finale, is them deciding to kill Merlin. Because I think it is like this. It'll be this next time. It'll be this next season that Malcolm should be actually the big bad again.
We better do it for a better reason than before. I mean, last time he was just lashing out. Really, it wasn't even. It was emotional.
Well, last time it was just because he thought he was doing the right thing by earthquake machining.
Yeah, it was the right thing in light of losing your wife. Like he didn't. It was emotional. It really was. I mean, it was the. Don't get me wrong. It's not like that's a bad impetus for me. Like, I feel like every time Bruce Wayne does a push-up, that's why he does it, and that's fine with me. But don't come back at it. Like, it's not Batman, man. Come back. Come back with Malcolm Merlin's expectations and motivations and demands.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Part of me feels like this Thea going into a coma thing is just one more red herring. I don't think she'll wind up being the one in the grave.
I don't think it's Thea.
I really don't.
I still think it's Mama Smoke.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah, I think it's Quentin and Mama Smoke. I think we'll realize that there was two.
I don't think it's both of them. I think it's still Mama Smoke. I don't think they're going to get rid of Blackthorn.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I think they'll get rid of.
I mean, it sure as hell give Laurel something to do. She's hurting.
See, that would be fine with something. Me. I mean, the problem I had with how she handled Sarah's death was she was a little bit angry about it, but she more like she dealt with her anger by making terrible decisions. In the face of everything, like they had to bring on a character from a canceled show to fix her fuck up. Like, it was bad. And I would have had a lot more fun with it if she went all Jason Todd on their asses. Fine with me. I mean,
I agree.
You know, Laurel telling her sister, you know, you want to talk about bloodlust. Have Sarah have to come back and tell her, like, you know what I've done? Don't go down this road.
Yeah. I feel like there was a lot of forward momentum in this episode. Like there was a lot of character development and growth, but I still feel like it was a boring episode.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Happened.
Like, it was okay. It's just so painfully not as good as The Flash.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a come down.
I don't know how to reconcile that.
Just different. It really is. It's just plain different. And it is. It's a little bit of a downer. Like, when you go watch The Flash, you have so much fun, and then you come over the Arrow, and it's going to make you, like, stop. And it's not even that it makes you try to feel things. It's that it makes you relate to emotions that are less fun to relate to than the ones you're dealing with when you watch The Flash, which is very much like it is. It's spectacle. And then you get over to Arrow, and you have to, I don't know, it's got, like, this tether. It's hard to describe the difference, but one's darker and one's not, and that's... It's a little taxing. Like it always is. Kind of I have to take a deep breath before I watch before I start Arrow. But they did something for me on this episode that I'll always love them for. That Beatles reference was so fucking great.
What was the Beatles reference again?
Well, Calculator saying that he can you know they're having like a hack battle, which whatever fucking sci-fi what, but it's a thing that happens in television. Roll with it, guys. So they're having a hack off and, his little parry as he tells them, like, you know, I can remove that firewall faster than I can remove the DRMs off a Beatles tune. digital rights management, or isn't that what it stands for? I think that's it. Anyway, it's a little tag that says that this is a song you actually bought and purchased you didn't pirate it. That's pretty much what the DRM tag says. And all the little applications are happy to give you that. But they ask her how he's doing or whatever, and she says, somewhere between I Want to Hold Your Hand and Hey Jude, which in Beatles talk means he's almost there, because like, she's describing the she's describing the canon of it. And I just, oh man, it was fucking on point. As much love as I have for those four Liverpoolian fucks, every time someone mentions them, I get so much joy out of it. But this was no different, man. I loved that Felicity. It just made me like her even more. That Felicity is so intimately familiar with the Beatles that she can make a reference that's that specific to the entire canon, the whole catalog.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
It was nice for me. It's a very selfish nice. I don't care. Just anyone who didn't care about that, I'm sorry. Maybe that was just for me, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it enough for all of you.
Yeah, I remember that there was a Beatle reference, but I didn't really remember what it was. I didn't really pay attention to it, I guess.
I hear that word and I go into hyperdrive. I just do. You mentioned the word Beatles or Lennon or something, and I all of my ADD goes out the door. I'm the most focused man on the planet suddenly.
Well, do we have anything else for this episode?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
We are DC On Screen. You can find every episode at iTunes, at Stitcher, at DCOnScreen.com. If you'd be interested in a similar podcast about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, go check out our friends Matt Carroll and Jeff Randall at the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast, or MCUcast.com. MCUcast and ourselves are both proud members of the Giant Size Team-Up Network, which also have a show called Breaking the Panel that you were just a part of on, what was it, Tuesday night? And they have a new episode up that has Jason.
Go check me out on Breaking the Panel over there with
it's basically
Charles McFall, normally Brian Ibbett, Paul Klotz, Christopher Wisdom, all these people. Good folks, man. Good show.
So big nerdy news episode or news shows, Doctor Who and whatnot. So, go check out Jason over there. I'm going to do it, because I didn't listen to it yet.
For shame.
I know, man, but I was on vacation. I was going to a Waffle House in a different town. Mm-hmm. That's what vacation means for me. Like, I do not know the Applebee's waitresses here.
Everything's different because I get to live my life, but in a hotel.
Right.
Complete with stopping to review a godforsakenly large amount of DC shows midweek.
Oh, man. So anyway, we'll see you guys on the next episode, because I know you're going to listen to us. I have faith in you. We're going to talk about The Legends of Tomorrow, Season 1, Episode 3, Blood Ties. And until then, keep some DC on your screens.